KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear, 7 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the head of the union that represents workers at the state-run mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant says the governor's plan to close Clarinda will mean some violent predators will be placed in privately run nursing homes. AFSCME Council 61 President Danny Homan says no nursing home in Iowa wants any of the four convicted sex offenders who are now housed in Clarinda's psychiatric unit for geriatric patients.
One of the individuals in this facility has already been in a nursing home and has already raped a resident of that nursing home. And this director and this governor is talking about putting these people back into nursing homes. That is criminal in my mind.
Homan was among the more than 300 people who gathered in Clarinda Saturday for a meeting with key state officials who will oversee the governor's proposal to close the Clarinda Mental Health Institute. Homan says none of the concerns raised by the audience were adequately answered.
This is a dog and pony show being put on by Terry Branstad and the Department of Human Services.
Agency officials held a similar town hall meeting in Mount Pleasant 2 weeks ago to discuss the closure of that community's mental health institute. Two people were arrested over the weekend in Creston, according to the police department. 48-year-old Joe Allen Weeks of Creston was arrested Sunday afternoon for driving while barred. Weeks was later released on $2,000 bond. And early Friday morning, 38-year-old Sarah Nicole Exline of Afton was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for burglary in the second degree. Exline was later released on $5,000 bond. And the Creston PD says a resident on North Walnut Street reported that sometime between January 26th and 30th, someone entered his vehicle while it was parked at 401 North Walnut. Taken from the vehicle was a black Mossberg 500 12-gauge shotgun and camouflage gun case. Loss was estimated at $320. A teacher accused of inappropriate relationship with a student at the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School has submitted his resignation, and a second teacher accused of knowing about the relationship has also resigned. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Council Bluffs Community School District will hold a special school board meeting tomorrow to accept the resignation of 29-year-old Jeffrey Doherty. Another teacher also submitted his resignation, which was effective Friday. Doherty is charged with sex abuse, sexual exploitation of a minor, sexual exploitation by a school employee, and lascivious conduct with a minor. Police say the 15-year-old girl's mother discovered the relationship when she saw a late-night text message Doherty had sent the girl. He was arrested on January 8th. A former coach and director of a program for at-risk students at Sioux City North High School has pleaded not guilty to having sex with a student. 29-year-old Eric DeLeon of Sioux City entered the plea Friday in Woodbury County District Court. He's charged with one count of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Trial was set for May the 12th. Court documents say DeLeon sent sexually explicit text messages and engaged in sexual acts with a 16-year-old female student. Authorities say the girl was one of his students. DeLeon was also an assistant boys soccer coach at West High School. Two truck drivers from California were injured during a crash early Sunday morning on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol reports the 2002 Kenworth, driven by 62-year-old Jesus Garcia of Oxnard, California, was traveling eastbound on I-80 about a mile west of the Neola exit when he lost control of the rig at around 1 a.m. Sunday. The semi rolled onto its side and blocked both lanes of travel. Garcia suffered minor injuries. A passenger in the cab, 55-year-old Rufino Murillo of Carpinteria, California, was seriously hurt but listed in stable condition. Both men were transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The Creston Police Department said over the weekend a two-vehicle accident occurred in Creston at around 11:15 p.m. Saturday. 19-year-old Jesse David Rathey of Creston entered the intersection of South Burge and Fremont Streets in his 1998 Ford Ranger and hit a 2008 Ford Taurus, driven by 31-year-old Jeffrey Mador of Creston. Rathey told officers that he did not see Mador's vehicle as he went through the intersection. No one was injured, and damages were estimated at $1,100 altogether. There were no citations issued. A winter storm has forced airlines to cancel some flights into Nebraska and Iowa, but the airports are operating normally, despite the snow. The main problem area Sunday for airports in Omaha, Lincoln, and Des Moines were flights heading to and from Chicago. Most of the cancellations involved one of Chicago O'Hare Midway airports. Epley Airfield spokesman Tim Schmidt said about 20 flights to and from Omaha were canceled because of the weekend storm, but the airport had two runways clear and planes were landing without problems. Lincoln Airport officials said there had been only a couple of cancellations Sunday. Des Moines International Airport spokesman Andrew Wall said a few flights were canceled Sunday, but those were mostly the ones that go back and forth to Chicago all day. Elsewhere in the news from over the weekend, one person was taken into custody following a motel robbery and chase in Council Bluffs Saturday morning. Officials say the Days Inn Motel on South 7th Street in Council Bluffs was robbed just before 1 a.m. on Saturday. The suspect entered the lobby area, pointed a handgun at the clerk on duty, and then removed cash from the register before fleeing on foot. The clerk saw the suspect then get into a white SUV with no license plates. A uniformed officer nearby spotted the vehicle driving with its lights off near 19th Avenue and South Expressway. A chase ensued to the dead-end area of the 1200 block of 19th Avenue as the suspect threw cash and clothes out of the vehicle. The suspect then rammed a police cruiser as the pursuit continued to the area of the 2700 block of South 6th Street. The suspect took off on foot again after leaving the vehicle behind. Just after 1 a.m., the 911 center had received a call from a woman who said her husband said he was assaulted and his white 2011 Kia Sorento stolen near the Casey's General Store in Council Bluffs at 23rd Avenue and South Expressway. Officers responded to the residence and arrested Alonzo Wright of Council Bluffs. He's been charged with first-degree robbery, assault on a peace officer, and eluding. As Iowa's modified Medicaid expansion hits the one-year anniversary mark, some enrollees will be asked to pay small monthly premiums because they haven't completed a physical exam and health questionnaire. For Governor Terry Branstad, those health requirements were key provisions for expanding Medicaid in Iowa, using funding from President Obama's health care overhaul. Iowa received federal approval to make modifications to the traditional Medicaid terms, including setting health requirements and charging contributions. Branstad spokesman Jimmy Centers said the governor continues to believe that a critical component of improving the health and wellness of Iowa is having citizens take ownership of their health. Lydia Mitz, a policy analyst with healthcare advocacy group Families USA, says such incentives might not work and could hurt people who need health coverage. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.